Welcome to the Sloppy Boys Noise, the internet's premier and only Sloppy Boys-centric podcast. That's right, we're talking about the greatest rock band in the universe, the Sloppy Boys. I'm joined, by, as always, by my co-host, Tessa Brown.
Hey, what up? It's what's good.
Hey, what up? It's what's good.
It's what's good, baby. We're coming to you very early morning on a Saturday.
It's 11 a.m.
It's 11:11. Make a wish. Jackson, make a wish.
Technically, it is the morning. Stop calling me
Jackson. Jackson Brown is our co-host. No relation.
And speaking of relations, we have a very special guest on this episode. My brother, Tim.
I am the younger one, if you guys are wondering.
You guys are wondering. Tim is in high school.
Thank you for disclosing that information. If you, I will give out my social security number if you guys want that anymore.
Tim, we can't edit. We don't know how to take stuff out. Don't say it.
I feel like you guys shouldn't be admitting this on your podcast.
They know already.
That we don't know how to edit it.
What, you guys already made that joke?
It's not a joke.
It's part of our charm.
As always, we are brought to you by Vremy Kitchenware. If the kitchenware is dangling and your pockets are jangling and Santa's sleigh is jingling, then it must be Christmas time and you got that Vremy cookware in your house and you got your pockets jangling because you saved so much money.
You want to breathe in after that?
That was great. Did you write that?
They give us ad copy to read.
Oh, yeah. But you embellish it, right?
No. That's exactly what they wrote.
Oh. Well, they need to promote that copywriter.
Speaking of writing, I would like to read one of our iTunes reviews. Thank you to everyone who's given us iTunes reviews so far.
Yeah, we love you and thank you.
We're at two. One of them from Kevin, who's been on the show, so thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, shout out to you.
And then I'd like to read this review from Lev12459 2018. I thought that was a date because it ended in 2018, but it's too many numbers. So thank you, Lev. This is a 5-star review, but yeah. We will read any review. So if you give us a 1-star, we'll read it.
Yeah, especially that.
Five-star review. Wow, Vremy collab never fails. A great podcast that matches with the Vremy life. Thank you.
That Vremy life.
Yes, that is what we're going for on this Sloppy Boys podcast.
Yeah, so thank you to the reputation management company that Vremy hired.
What's a reputation management company?
That's what they do. They go in and they manage your like comments and stuff and make sure that people are commenting nicely, and you also hire them like sometimes it's like a platform where you can hire them and like you can see what people are saying about you, or they'll actually respond on your behalf.
No, nice.
Yeah.
How much does that cost? Because we could really use that for this podcast.
It depends. It could be pretty expensive. It's SaaS. Software to SaaS as a software.
Software as sassy.
It's sassy.
We could really use reputation brand manager, especially with my brother Tim.
Tim is going to freaking...
Tim, how would you describe this podcast?
It sounds like to me you guys just...
Yes.
I'm sorry. The microphone is very, very far away from me. I
am. You're also talking softer now.
Yes, I know. And that's supposed to, you know, make it sound a lot better and make it more professional because you guys are very professional people. Oh, as you guys openly admitted to not knowing how to edit on GarageBand. And yes, I just admitted
it's
to yourself.
Impossible.
So you guys are admitting to a bad product. I'm sure Apple's not going to like hearing this.
Oh, no. Our reputation management.
Tim, what would you say? What do you like about the podcast? What don't you like about the podcast?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I will now take out my informational device into my textual messages onto my contact that is apparently named Jack.
Oh, that's me.
That's you.
I don't understand. Was this supposed to be like a gotcha type thing? What's going on? What did I text you?
Well, I will give you my review right now. Jack, your podcast is something I can't hate. But I should.
Yes.
That sounds about right.
That's a good review.
Wait, and so Tim, your mom was she playing our podcast over Alexa?
No, she wasn't. Uh-huh. I'm sure you guys will not be able to be found in Amazon Music.
It's true, right?
That is true.
That is true.
You can't get our podcast there.
I'm sure branding will help you guys out. But my mom usually likes blasting this at full volume with her phone. No earphones. blessing all across the house because we have no soundproofing. And Jack,
why would we have soundproofing?
I don't. Weirder. I'm sure I don't want to hear my mom's HDTV.
That's Hunters. True. Ooh, HDTV.
HD.
Oh, yes. High definition. My favorite.
But you would want to hear her playing this podcast.
I don't know, because I barely listen to what you guys are saying.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that's what mom's doing, too. She's just kind of passively listening while doing other things.
Does she ever laugh?
She will laugh at just about every comment you guys make. And I'm sure that adds to your comedic value because it makes you guys witty, snarky.
Tim, do you ever laugh?
No.
That's what we were really digging for.
Honest answer. Well, maybe you'll laugh listening back to this one at stuff you say yourself.
I'm sure I would be dying of embarrassment because I hate how I sound.
Oh, no.
No.
Well,
no.
Tim, you sound good to me.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Thank you, brother. Pod. Hey, thanks, brother.
Hey, thanks, brothers.
Brother.
We're not related. Okay.
We do have last name same.
Oh, my God. This is just
It's like so early.
Muddying the waters.
It's so early.
It's almost noon.
Yeah.
You said you were okay with this. Okay, moving on to the Robert Schley correction of the week.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, Robert Schley corrected us. Last week I said that Sloppy Boys were called previously the Jangly Band. They were not.
Yeah.
I was wrong. And for that, I'll take my little spanking for it. Ow. 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 No. Please. Ow.
Me so horny.
Can I join in?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Ow!
Oh, Tim, he's really...
Tim, you're not actually supposed to hit me. We just clap on the mic. Don't fucking hit me. Jesus Christ, Tim.
I thought those were brotherly love.
Okay. Well, you want me to slap you?
Sure.
Oh, boy. Here it comes.
Ah! You blocked me with a table.
Oh, no. This is
conveniently
mayhem.
With the me holding the microphone. Of all the other equipment, I can't really say to that. I hope this is still recording. So continue.
Tim, put away your crossbow. No. Please, sit down and put away your crossbow.
Oh, she's not in there.
Okay, Tim. Sir.
Jack. Brother.
Okay.
Let's get back to the pod. We'll both put down our crossbows, okay?
Okay.
On the count of three. One, two. My nerds! Okay, so Robert Schley, correction of the week. I was wrong. Robert Schley, I got a correction for you. You should come on the pod.
Yeah, that's a correction.
Correct us in person.
Yeah, come on the pod.
Via the phone.
Yeah.
Want to talk to us on the mic? We'll show you what not.
Oh, do you think you're going to be a permanent co-host now?
I don't know. If this episode blows up, you guys might actually need to fire me.
We may need him. Yeah. Well, you know, honestly, we might.
He did shoot me with a crossbow. That's good action.
Yeah.
Sloppy Boys, where are they up to this week? The Cortica Jug performance is going on right now. Mm. So if you're at that show, please come on the pod. We would love to get a review of someone who's at a Sloppy Boys show.
But then also, like, tweet at us from there. Please. We need to up our clout. Our clout score. Gotta get it up.
What is our clout score?
Our clout score is negative right now.
Yeah.
How did you guys manage to pull that off? Do you guys start at like negative 1,000 or whatever and you guys have to climb up?
We did a bunch of hate speech and it didn't.
We did.
Yeah.
We got really political, really religious.
A lot of stuff about Dutch people that I regret.
Do you guys hate Dutch people?
We're indifferent at this point.
I would have to refer you to my lawyer.
Yeah, which is your father.
I hope you guys didn't know about the story. Our father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. That will be done.
On earth as
it is in heaven. Daily bread.
And we forgive those
who trespass us.
Which is us against
us. Lead us not into temptation.
But deliver us from our sins.
Or evil.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah, changed.
It got changed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Pope?
No.
I know that the new Pope likes to appoint a bunch of different things.
Hey, new Pope, cool Pope, come on the pod.
Yeah, man, I heard you were really cool with sunglasses and shit, dude.
Yeah, if you're cool, why don't you come on the best pod going?
Yeah, about the best band.
Okay, so what was the story you were telling?
Oh, yeah, our dad's a lawyer. So, yeah, I'll see you in court, buddy.
Yeah, we'll see you in court, and you're going to get your pants sued off of you.
Do you think if Dad had to, like, we were suing each other, which one of us do you think he'd represent?
He'd represent none of us, and he called us both idiots.
Yeah, because he does, like, corporate law, right?
And we don't need to get into that.
But then he wouldn't settle any of this.
He wouldn't settle any of this. He would honestly tell you, both of us, that we are idiots, and he'll probably disown us.
Yeah. I'll just do more of a bit, just a fun, like, goof and gaff.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
No, please, I don't want to sue each other to see how the legal system works. Hey, Joe Pera.
Hey, man, you guys should watch more of Joe Pera's stuff. He's a pretty funny guy. It's free advertisement, Joe Pera. Please sponsor us.
Tim, do you like Joe Pera?
I liked this one show that I watched with him and Jack. I think it was about rocks. And
oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's the one, yeah. It's a good show. It's a little bit slow.
I mean, but that's the point.
Yeah. No, thank you. Okay.
Speaking of shows and stuff, hey, Pod Save America. Look around. America is still pretty bad, so bad job, guys. Go fuck yourselves.
You guys haven't heard, California right now, we are fucking burning. If I looked out my window right now, look, the next door neighbor is actually on fire. We should probably do something about that, but we got this pod to do. So, sorry, neighbor.
Tim, dude, you're on fire.
I'm on fire. Oh, dang. I did not know my flesh is melting from my hand. Tim, Jack, please help me.
Dude, that was a good riff, honestly.
Jack, I'm being serious. Please help me. My arm is burning right now.
Well, that's funny because people on the podcast are going to think your arm's burning.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good.
Please help me.
That's funny, honestly.
Yeah. Guys, please.
Oh, yeah, 911. Yeah, call him. That's pretty funny. That's a good bit, Tim. Yeah, that's good. That's funny.
Jack. It's done.
Moving on to our song of the week. The song that the album is named after, Lifelong Vacation. It's the Sloppy Boys with Lifelong Vacation.
Let me just... Well, moving sounds like, that sounds like a you problem, Jack.
It's true. I didn't know. It's alright.
Tried, but your hands are too big.
Yeah, we went out of town.
You built Stella.
Fucking rails. 1:55 of pure goodness. One of my fucking favorites on the album. It's so beautiful and great. Tim, what'd you think?
I like to call that filler.
Whoa!
The title track.
How is that filler?
That covered like what? 3 minutes?
No, it was 1:55. Oh, you're saying filler on the podcast?
Yes.
Is playing the song. The whole show is about the Sloppy Boys. Playing their music is not filler.
I feel like that was completely contradictory to what you told me.
Stop bringing up our texts.
Those are private.
Stop it. Don't do that.
Tim, they're private.
I'll read the weird memes you sent me about car batteries in the ocean.
Hey, I'll have you know that that meme is actually dead in the water. I am sorry, but this is what happens to the life cycle of memes. If you guys didn't know, memes actually have the lifespan of like 3 seconds sometimes. It's kind of sad.
Okay, well, I need 3 seconds of your mind span, bro. What'd you think of the song?
I heard Vacation, and I like Vacation.
That is honestly, you know what? I feel like you're trying to be clever or whatever, but that is how I feel about the Sloppy Boys.
Yeah.
Like, they give me a positive feeling. Their message is like silly, but it makes me feel good, which is more than I could say for a lot of things. I really love this song.
This is my favorite song.
Really?
On the album. I give it 5 out of... Yeah, not...
Oh, I thought it was favorite ever.
No, not in general.
Your favorite song ever would be Why Did You Do That?
Yeah. Why did you do that, 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 do that?
To me?
No, I would give this song... I would give it 5 inflatables... out of 5 inflatables.
Whoa.
That's a lot of inflatables.
I will say this song is hilarious. One thing I wanted to note is the way he goes, like, I think it would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, he's not, like, even saying that it would be, like...
No,
he thinks it would
is.
Be kind of cool to have a lifelong vacation.
Yeah, I think it would be
kind of
cool.
Somebody... We'll think about it. Because the vacation would be in one space, right? So that would be, like, I don't know, somewhere around the United States. Or maybe even more, somewhere around Canada, maybe. So wouldn't that be the same spot? Mm. So you do that for eternity. But wouldn't you get burnt out of that?
No.
Because you're on vacation?
Yeah,
because you're on vacation.
But aren't you... But for eternity. So eternity means a long time. So wouldn't that mean...
No one said eternity. It's lifelong vacation.
Lifelong. Well, no, but Tim has a point. Because at some point, that's no longer vacation.
Are you guys fucking ganging up on me?
No. Hell yeah, brother.
It's a hack.
Hey, we're telling our truth. We're telling our truth right now, okay? So... The thing is, if you're on a lifelong vacation, you're no longer on vacation because what are you vacationing from?
Oh my god. Okay, you guys would have never met if it wasn't for me, and now you're like teaming up to attack me?
We have the same initials.
This is what we call Caesar's death.
Yeah, this is what we call Caesar's death.
This is what we call Little Caesar's death, baby.
Yeah, death by pizza.
Where you eat too many hot and ready's and you got diarrhea.
Honestly, I would love that. Honestly, that would be a really cool way to go out. Just death by pizzas. Like, well, not even eating the pizza.
I need to refute your point from before. Are you guys saying you don't like the concept of lifelong vacation? That's what this album is called, and that's what this song is called.
No.
Well, lifelong vacation is good. You guys want to work your whole lives? You think that's better than being on vacation?
Well, there's
it's
a set
working.
Of...
Vacation means you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, Jack, you have to realize that if that's your life after that, so what's the point of a vacation? Vacation is being away from what you are doing. So if that's your lifestyle, then that's not vacation. That's your life.
But you can take a vacation from the vacation. It's still a vacation.
That
man.
Just creates a paradox then. We can't just do that.
You can in this song. I think it would be kind of cool to take a lifelong vacation.
Listen to me. All right. Hey, all you future people out there.
Yeah.
You're really giving a lot of like hate talk right to the fans. I think. You don't listen to podcasts, but you seem like a pretty natural orator, too.
I give that's the genes. Oh, yeah, these jeans I am wearing right now.
Jeans.
Oh, my God. Now he's doing fucking pun shit.
A bunch of bits. He's doing bits.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm breaking character, guys. Back to what I was saying.
You're supposed to be yourself.
Tim. You're supposed to be Tim.
Isn't that my character name?
Oh, no.
Anyways, back to what I was saying. Hey, to all you future folk out there who are, like, looking through, like, artifacts and shit.
Yeah.
After, like, after the meteor drops. Okay, in the future,
you can't pay attention in science class.
Excuse me, that's astronomy. Educate yourself, kid.
Here's a thought.
So, future,
I want to be the star.
Tell you future folk out there, can you please open up an alternate dimension whenever you make a music track? Because we want to know what's going on in that world, so we can understand what the artist is trying to say instead of just through lyrics and shit. We'd rather like look through like pictures and stuff because we hate reading.
So, okay, I just want to encapsulate what you just said. So, after we all die, in the new civilization that follows us,
yes.
Music should be pictures.
Yes.
I like that.
What? Why you guys are agreeing on everything?
Why not?
Because music is good. The way it is. Lifelong Vacation is good. He says, "Can somebody please ask my boss to still pay me while I'm on Lifelong Vacation?"
That's a funny lyric.
That's hilarious.
That's a very funny lyric.
Somebody else ask his boss to keep paying him, even though he's not working there anymore, because he's gonna need money. That's funny. You can't get that through a picture. It'd be like a Getty stock image of someone like with money, like, wah.
Yeah, because that already exists.
Yeah, in a Hawaiian shirt.
In a Hawaiian shirt with glasses and sunglasses and a cigar. She probably burned the money with a cigar.
You guys both just lit up right then. Smiles across your face.
We didn't say we don't like the song.
I know. We never once said that. We were just trying to...
That isn't inherently negative, though.
We're just discussing the lyrics.
Yeah, that's what this whole thing is about.
What? I thought we just listen to the songs and then I say they're good. We're supposed to be doing analysis?
Not today.
Oh, no, the last 7 episodes.
Yeah, we probably should be.
Well, Jax, you see, this is what happens when you invite me to a podcast. Yeah. I just throw all the themes that you had for, like, I don't know, maybe like 3 seasons, and I just throw them over its head.
Yeah,
and I just...
3 seasons of this podcast.
In the future, we might.
Oh, my God. We should call these seasons.
Another season in the book, baby.
Season 7. That's a wrap on Tessa. Yay! Season wrap.
Can we have a rap party?
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to do some little hip hop
rap? Yeah, I'm with some freestyle.
Why don't you freestyle, Tessa?
My name is Tessa, and I'm here to say I'm gonna podcast in a real fun way.
Ooh.
Yeah!
All right.
Tim, let's get some bars out of you.
No.
His name is Tim, and he's here to say. He's gonna podcast in a real fun way.
I'm glad you guys are hitting it off.
I don't see you jumping off also. Oh. We're on this wagon and we're going on like, I don't know, like 50 miles an hour and you're over here walking.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are on like some express train and I'm walking. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't see you hopping on.
You guys are on some rocket train to the moon and I'm walking.
You're walking to the moon. I mean, levitation is cool and all, but...
I ain't walking to the moon. I'm moonwalking, baby.
So you're levitating, but in order to do that, you need to do the moonwalk.
You're moonwalking to the moon?
Well, I mean, obviously, you can't just walk to the moon by this plane.
This is actually a true story about moonwalking. It's funny that it came up, even though I know I brought it up, but this is a funny true story about moonwalking.
Okay.
I actually can't moonwalk, so I was trying to do, like, the moonwalk thing. I went on YouTube, like, watch how you're supposed to do, like, heel toe and all that stuff. Tried to figure out how to moonwalk. But every time I go backwards, it goes, beep, beep, wide load approaching, beep, beep. And it just doesn't sound good with songs or whatever. So I actually can't moonwalk.
So apparently my brother is a truck. I didn't know about this.
I'm
until
a wide
now.
Load,
you got a wide load.
Wide load.
He got burning hips.
You wish your butt was as big as mine, bro.
Whoa.
Damn, dude. I didn't know this was a butt flex section.
Yeah. Why you come in here with an ass like that?
Come on, man. Don't stretch yourself like that.
Star is born.
Okay. Speaking of a star... It's time to turn over to the star of the podcast, and Tim, this is Tessa's time.
Yeah, you're not the star yet.
I'll be sure to back away from here.
No, as you can tell. Stay close to the mic. They have to hear you if you're going to keep talking.
Well, I apologize. I was trying to make a funny joke, but I guess the joke doesn't work because I don't know how echolocation
Tim,
works.
Tim, this is important. We never say the jokes didn't work. We just pretend that they did because since there's no feedback on this medium... Real quick, while Tessa's setting up. Tessa's
I'm done.
Time. Oh, okay.
I'm done. Okay.
Well, let's start the segment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's Tessa's time. All right. Thank you. For today's segment, I'm going to be reading through some fun, which I thought was fun, comments on a local Sacramento Instagram account between Jackson and myself. Between Jack and myself. And I thought it was really funny, and I thought it was going to win us some tickets to an ice skating rink, as well as to the Best of SAC party. And apparently it wasn't funny, and it got no likes.
Could you do a dramatic reading of these?
Yes, I can. Do you want to read yours?
Let's have Tim read mine.
Okay.
All right. Do you want me to say in a very snarky, funny voice, or should I just say how I
want? No, you read them however you want.
Okay, so the first one, so just to let you, some context.
Con-queso.
Caucasian.
Tim, you should not do politics.
Our reputation.
Oh, I'm sorry for triggering the PC. I'm sorry. Okay. I apologize.
Okay. So this was from SAC Mag. They posted something. Enter to win a pair of tickets to the party of the year. One lucky winner will get a pair of tickets to the SAC Mag Best of Sacramento on November 17th and a pair of ice rink tickets. And so you needed to follow the accounts and then like the post and tag a friend you would want to skate with. So I tagged Jackson J. Brown is his Instagram handle, with a little emoji of a devil face being like, ooh, oh, that's fun.
Evil.
And then Jack replied,
please, I can't skate. But if you want to go, I will take you.
And I wrote, at Jackson, I also can't skate. Do we just fall in love? That was a surprise face emoji from Jack. And then I comment back to Jack, I know you're just two kids trying to find our way in this crazy world, but maybe, just maybe, the downtown ice rink can give us a moment of purpose.
That was two of those emojis.
And then I wrote, okay, you're right. Everything is telling us that we should just fit in. But maybe, just maybe, we were born to stand out.
I like cornbread.
I should be clear, that's not an ad lib from Tim. That's what's written.
That's actually what's written. And then I responded to that, thank you. Thank you for saying what no one was thinking. And give this girl right here the courage to maybe, just maybe, live, laugh, love.
Peep squad.
Also not a live there. That's what Jack wrote. And then I responded with a heart emoji and a fried shrimp emoji. There's one more reply. Nope, that's it.
No, there's one more.
That's it.
No, there's one more for me.
That's it.
That's it, Jack. Are you lying in front of me?
I did a shrimp and then an eggplant. Oh, I might have gotten deleted.
Oh, it must have gotten deleted.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, dang. The Instagram administration is tracking down, Jack. How are you going to reply?
Wow.
I did the shrimp dick.
That's funny, shrimp dick.
yikes.
The only thing I have to say is, fuck you, SAG Mag, and fuck you, downtown ice rink, because we don't even like to ice skate. I'm pretty sure I've never done it. Jack's not good at it.
Very bad at it.
I just wanted to win, okay? And I thought that I was adding some fun, some holiday flair.
Yeah, fuck to you.
Yeah, fuck to you.
You're on the list. You're on our shit list. It's you, Pod Save America.
You're banned.
Yeah, you're banned. Don't even turn this episode off right now. You're banned from listening.
You're banned from listening.
And we'll know if you do, and we know IP addresses, and we need to have hackers and actually stop right now.
Yeah, we actually have people in high places that can hack you.
I've seen every episode of Mr. Robot, and I think I know a thing or two about code, and you're bad, and stop it.
Yeah, and also we just watched Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the original one, and she is hacker.
Well, she's not a hacker, she's more a surveillance analyst, but we can get her help too, now that Claire Foy is taking on the part.
Yeah.
Mara has more bandwidth to help us out in character.
Thank you. Wait.
What if they watched the movie Hacker? So obviously they would know way more of hacking.
I've also seen that movie.
Oh, what a twist. The tables have turned. Sack Mag. Oh, come on, man. You gotta show off your deck. Yeah. Man, we already showed ours.
Yeah, Sack Mag. More like Ball Sack Mag.
Got him. Yeah.
Give me some skim, brother. Yeah.
I have never seen Tim smile like that before. He's usually not this happy.
I don't know.
This is the Tim and Tessa show, and I'm just here.
It's TB, tuberculosis show. It's our initials.
Tim, you shouldn't have farted.
Oh, sorry. I was just throwing out my lungs through my lungs.
All right, and that's been Tessa's time.
And now we have a special first time ever, maybe the only time ever, we'll see a special segment called Tim's Time, where Tim Brown can talk about whatever he wants.
So
this was part of the negotiating agreement to get him to come on the pod.
Yeah.
See, my agent and Jack has had a back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Which is your father.
Tim's in high school. He doesn't have an agent. Oh, wait. Ha-ha.
Ha-ha. Joke's on you. So apparently I have to think of something to say. So, I'm going to think of something that used to be trendy. Remember the joke Ligma?
No.
Don't say anything, Tessa.
Sorry.
He's trying to get you.
You got me.
Tim, I haven't heard of Ligma. Is that part of BOFA?
No. Well, maybe. Actually, BOFA is a nation. If you want to know where it is, just ask the question.
Well, why don't you ask me about it?
I'm not saying anything because I'm the one who whistles the information.
Should I ask?
Don't ask.
I'll ask, where is BOFA? Wait.
She worded it improperly. What a genius.
What is BOFA?
What's BOFA?
What's BOFA?
Both of these nuts.
He got me. He got me.
Absolutely destroyed.
Tim, but what's Ligma?
Ligma balls.
Tim, you got us both.
Tim, didn't you drop your stuff under there?
Under where? Oh, no!
I'm not hitting that note because I have broken my...
Sorry if you just crashed your car.
Sorry, you crashed your car.
Sorry.
Call OnStar.
You fucking idiot.
Gosh.
Don't you know you need to keep your eyes on the road, you nerd?
Yeah, nerd. Nerd.
Keep
nerd.
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 Mock. Yeah. Nerd.
Yeah.
Mocking Nerd's Eye. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You know the song better than I do. I was trying to get to Mocking Nerd's Eye. Oh, yeah.
You see, I feel like I...
Is this the end of Tim's Time?
I don't know. Is it?
You tell us, baby.
We will leave Tim's Time open for now.
Okay.
For whenever Tim wants to call back in. Oh, shit. We didn't have you on the Remy hotline. Tim, can you leave the room and call into the show?
Call Jack's phone.
Yeah, call me. Use FaceTime audio. Thank you. We're contractually obligated to use the Vermi hotline.
You can go into either room. You don't have to go to the bathroom.
You do need to leave.
I am away. See, the cool thing about a podcast is that there is no recording.
Tim, we can't hear you. You're not picking you up at all. You're too far away.
I'm sure I'll just yell.
No, call in.
You pick up that?
Man, you and Tim, that's actually gone pretty well.
Yeah.
I shouldn't act surprised.
We're friends.
Yeah, because they're better friends than we are.
Than you, me?
Hell yeah.
What are you paying for?
Don't pay him.
Just
yet.
Call me.
You do owe us, though, for letting you on the podcast.
No, we pay all of our guests. This is true.
That is true.
We didn't pay Kevin Clark, and we didn't pay Jesse Gray. Shit, I need their Venmos.
Who have you paid then? Oh, you're getting called.
I paid.
You're getting called.
Oh, who from? Oh, I can ignore this since we're recording.
Oh, perfect.
Tim!
Hey, Jack, I didn't know that was you behind you.
Dude, what's going on the Remy hotline?
I don't know what's going on with the Remy hotline.
Yeah, okay.
Awesome.
So, we're talking about,
The Sloppy Boys. When did you first hear of the Sloppy Boys?
Your shitty podcast.
You never heard them before then?
No.
When did you first hear of the Birthday Boys?
From you.
This is a good conversation.
You see, Jack, I have ascended to single word answers. So instead of like extending the conversation, I just end it there. It's a long material because it just said a single word sentence.
All right, that's bad content.
Oh, I thought it was fun to have Tim just keep going.
Keep on going. Okay.
Tim, what do you think? Have you ever listened to the Sloppy Boys full album?
No, I've just told you I've never listened to Sloppy Boys.
Was the song that you heard today the first Sloppy Boys song you ever heard?
Yes, I have.
And it was pretty good, though, right?
I thought it was okay.
What would you say, like, what kind of music do you like?
I'm not a music fan.
I would say that your favorite song, and correct me if I'm wrong, just let me sing this, don't interrupt me, but I think this is your favorite song. Tim is a super duper pooper. He can go potty with the best. No more diapers to get in his way. We are very impressed.
See, I like that song because it's about me.
You're off the phone.
Yeah, Tim, get back in here.
Get back in here.
We're sorry we actually had to do that.
Yeah, we did. We are also sponsored by...
Remy. It's the Remy Hotline.
Oh, yeah. And the toilet.
The toilet. Oh, man.
We're sponsored by the toilet.
Dude, I love the toilet. I can, like, shit on it and he doesn't complain at all.
You shit on someone else and they complain? Didn't you shit on a human person? And we cannot edit. So if you say this, the cops will hear it.
Yeah, they will.
Oh, I'm sorry, FBI.
The FBI! They are listening.
The federal bowel investigator.
Actually, the one FBI agent that listened turned it off immediately.
I'm pretty sure this is his break time when he hears it, two idiots talking on a podcast.
Two idiots?
Hey!
Yeah, me one. And you.
Yay! Ah. Yeah, that's right. I'm not an idiot. I'm very smart.
I'm so smart.
What's up next?
I'm so smart. Okay.
What's up next?
I thought we were having a good time.
I want a burger.
Oh, yeah. We are getting burgers after this. Burger time. All right. Next up, we got the Boys About Town.
The Boys About Town.
So the boys got a concert that's going on today. Please, if you're at the concert, we want to have you on the pod. Doesn't matter if you don't know us. We've got a couple guests that we don't know. We loved every one of them.
Yeah.
The biggest thing going on with the boys, though, besides that concert, Tim Kalpakis was in one of the background of one of the pictures that Kulop the Lysok posted on her Instagram of Sarah Silverman's star on Hollywood Boulevard.
That's very cool.
That was like a podcast Mad Libs with all those names and stuff.
Yeah, it was like a who's who.
But yeah, I would check out for that. I think that's the best thing anyone in the Sloppy Boys did last week is Tim in the background of this photo. Tim Kalpakis.
Yeah, not Tim Brown that's on the podcast right now.
See, the perks of having the second most common name in the world is having plenty of other people. Last time I checked, and that might be completely false.
Wow, that's pretty cool, though. I guess there are a lot of Tims.
Yeah, Tim's a big one.
Timothy Oliphant.
Mm-hmm. Shyamalar. Timothy Shyamalar.
He spells it funny.
Yeah, you're supposed to say it, Timothy.
Hey, Chalamet, come on the pod.
Yeah, also don't.
What? You know what,
Timothy? He looks too young.
You don't think that would be a big for us? Tim's literally in high school.
Yeah, but Tim didn't play a young man in a movie falling in love with a college student.
That's true. And Tim doesn't like peaches. What would you say your favorite fruit is?
I'd give it to your boy, grapes. Oh. And not the shitty green kind. Oh. Get that shit out of here. The purple is the best. Fight me. I will literally put up my arms and I will extend them to your face.
Tim is a black belt in karate.
Yeah.
Okay. I will always say this. I see it actually has a white stripe, and believe it or not, white is initiate. So that would mean that
I'm a black belt. That's still pretty cool. Tim does know karate.
Is he a black belt?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah. This is real, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. They gave me like a black gi and shit. It was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
So he can kick your ass.
Well, he also shot a crossbow in my dick earlier in the episode.
Oh yeah, you said nads, didn't you?
I said nards.
Nards.
I said nards.
See, in my opinion, I feel like nads is a way funnier word.
Okay, so you would have done it differently. That's great. You would have done everything differently, and you do podcasts differently than me. And guess what? The episode's wrapping up, so you had your chance to do things differently, and now it's done. It'll go out in the ether, and people will like it or they won't like it, and they'll do either hashtag Tim Rules or hashtag Jack is Supreme. Damn it! Both those hashtags are bad for me. So either do a Tim Rules or a hashtag Jack Drools. And we'll let you know how people think about you, Tim, after this episode. So we'll have the fans vote using those hashtags.
You mind taking a breather? And taking a breather after that?
Yeah, I'll take a breather.
We're going to a 5-minute break. By 5-minute break, that means we're ending the episode probably very soon. I don't know the...
Do we have anything else? I think that's it, right?
That is it. Yeah. That is it.
What?
That's it, yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Tim, don't you want to say like some more mean stuff about me? I thought you would do that more.
Jack, I hate you. I hate your like I hate the like beard you're trying to develop right now. You probably shave that
look
off.
Look at your fucking beard, dude.
You see, mine is perfectly non-developed and just free-flowing.
What are you talking about?
It is free-flowing.
You know what? I look at your neck and I know you go on Reddit.
See, the cool thing about that is I actually know a couple of friends who do have full-grown neck beards. And I've literally...
That's not cool.
But I've literally told them you should really shave that. Because it looks a lot better if you just shave off the neck beard part.
What'd they say?
They did it, and it looked a lot better.
Tim, oh, they did it.
Yeah, I met some of Tim's friends when we went to the anime convention. I took Tim to that. Would be a whole.
Oh yeah. You guys didn't do that episode? See,
we didn't do that episode. Why would we do an episode at an anime convention? This is a podcast about the Sloppy Boys.
Well, you see that you might have a little detour to another section because you know sections upon sections.
We have never detoured away from the Sloppy Boys.
No,
Robert Schleif, who's listening, I stand by this. Don't.
Yeah.
You can correct me if I'm wrong, but we have always talked about strictly the Sloppy Boys.
Sorry, I burped, but you were, like, close in, so I needed to cover my mouth, because I'm not rude.
I hope...
any plugs? Do we got any plugs from the group?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not plugging anything, because...
What about your senior project?
Okay. Fucking hell, dude.
Yeah. All Isn't right. this your senior project now?
Yeah,
yeah,
this
kind of
your senior project.
Me designing a website. This should definitely be part of.
Oh, you're designing a website?
Well, not okay. I have to explain this now.
You don't have to explain it.
No.
But you should put this podcast on there. All right, we love you. Thanks for coming on, Tim.
Thanks, Tim. I'm gonna plug.
Oh shit! Yeah, Tessa's plugs. Tim, you sure you don't want to plug anything?
I do not have like a social media that I want to
plug.
What
about like your like Twitch or anything? Any streamers you want to?
Okay, so if you want to see some epic gamers, go on www.twitch.tv, not .com, because then you get some shitty high school website shit, but go to www.twitch.tv, you know the thing that Ninja streams on? Yeah, other gamers do that, but it's also not Fortnite, because if you scroll down a little bit more...
Your plug is just for Twitch in general?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to plug... Instagram.com.
That's a pretty good
plug.
Does
that even work? Can you go to Instagram online?
Yeah, they have a web app.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's not great. Like, you don't have, like, it's not as good of an application, but.
Don't you want to plug your improv performance next Thursday?
Oh, yeah, I do want to. So, next Friday, Jack has a performance, show.
I'll do that. You do your one Thursday.
And I also have a show, my team, Four Dead Boys and Tessa. One cage match this past Thursday at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. Thank you. And so we're going up again next week, next Thursday, 8 p.m. at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. Don't know who we're going up against, but it's all based on votes. So be there or be dead to me.
That's a pretty good threat. That's pretty good. Actually, really good on marketing. See, instead of asking someone, just threaten them.
Yes.
Just hold them at gunpoint. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Watch Twitch, or I'm going to cut you and need a stitch. Okay, Tim, that was crazy that you said that
now. Yeah, that was nuts.
I can't believe that you just said that about Twitch and the stitch thing. I definitely didn't say that.
No.
It's you.
No. Jack, what do you want to plug?
The Friday show. This next Friday, 11:16 at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. I never plug anything, please. Please, anyone listening, come. I need this. I'm the director of the show. We put in a lot of work on it.
It's really fun. It's
if
a
I don't get
show.
Butts and seats, I don't get paid. Please, 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 please.
Yeah.
I need this. I need this.
See, if you want to develop more sympathy.
Please.
Okay, so if you want to develop more sympathy, he actually cut his thumb for this show.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you want to be sympathetic, like, come on, man.
Please.
Yeah, Tim, are you going to be there?
Please.
Probably.
Nice.
Oh, not a hard yes. Not a commitment from Tim. This might be the longest episode we ever... No, maybe. It'll be close.
The one with James is pretty long.
We could just keep it rolling and just go to Dad's and just bring a laptop in.
No!
Listen to people eating. Everyone fucking loves that on Doughboys. Just eat on mic. What is this?
ASMR.
What is this Hamburger Men podcast?
Thank you, Sloppy Heads.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, love you guys. Listen to the album.
Yeah, have fun. Yeah.